In our series of After War, let me recap a little bit. We first started to have a look at battles that we face, whether individually or as a group of people. Then we heard the story of Jehoshaphat, how he didn't do much at all and he won the battle because it was the Lord's battle. And last week we saw how difficult it was for Hannah, but God heard her cry and gave her a son. God is a God of opportunity. How many of you have experience of going to a wrong door? Well, I have. There was one that my car and the other car next door was exactly the same color. And I walked just, autopilot. Just went up there and said, hey, how come this car doesn't open? And now realize that my car is actually not this one, but the one sitting next door. So I certainly have experience of going to a wrong door. Today I want to share a few ideas and kinds of doors that we may face in life and how they may be open to us. The Old Testament passage from Chronicles talk about this king, not a very good king. And if you look at history, not many kings were good in those days. And he thought he could strike some alliance and did something, worship the different gods so that he could be saved. But it was not the case. He thought that was the door for him. And then, of course, the subsequent passages in Psalms talks about opening the hearts of open your gates of heart. And then, of course, in the New Testament reading, we talk about knocking on doors and asking and seeking. Today, I believe we need to discern God's opportunity for each of our lives through prayers, through scriptures, through other opportunities. It is estimated that an average person, an adult particularly, make about 35,000 remotely conscious decisions each day. That's an incredible number. Turn left, turn right, signal, turn on the wipers, open this door, open the other door. Should I eat this? Should I eat that? Should I stay for a morning tea afterwards? Thousands and thousands of decisions that we make each day. Now, each of these decisions carry certain consequences that are both good and bad. By the way, I'm very proud of my wife, Dara. She's been really learning to drive, and she is getting more and more confident. And you know how it is as you learn and drive. So each decision requires some very careful thinking. Do this or do that. Otherwise, there are consequences. Where to go on a holiday? Buy a new house? That could be very irresistible. A job? A golden opportunity to do other things? How do we know if it's really God's purpose and plan for us? The same applies for us collectively, for our church, a body of Christ. What are some of these choices and decisions, and what are the consequences, and how do we go about discerning these choices? The Bible is full of wisdom that help us to discern God's will and make the decision to be good ones or better ones. Some open doors may be good opportunities, but not necessarily the best one for us. So today I want to share very quickly 7 doors that may present themselves in our lives. seven doors, seven scriptures, and seven perspectives that help us to discern an open door and whether indeed it is opportunity from God. The first one is found in the book of 1 John. It is what I call the prayed over door. The prayed over door. Is this opportunity or this open door one that you have asked God for according to his will and purpose? In 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, it tells us, "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of him." Ask God's will. Approaching God with that kind of confidence. In other words, ask for what Jesus would have asked for. If that door represents something you have asked for by faith and in faith, knowing God has heard you, then you have asked according to God's will and purpose. He has opened that door in response to your request. Prayed over door. The second door is from Proverbs. The committed door, and that's a word that we have been talking about here at St. Luke's. The committed door. Commit your works to the Lord and your plans will be established. That's what Proverbs says to us. Is this open door, or this door that is standing before us, something that has taken you completely off guard? Or is it something that you have been committed to and also to God and are now seeing it develop into an established plan? God honors what we commit to him, so that if the opportunity is one that you have been diligent to commit to God, it may be coming to fruition because of God. Committed door, what we commit to God. The third door is a door of reward. Door of reward. You know how children often play games, you know, games, you open a little window and there's something good in there, you know, that there is a reward for children. Well, there's a reward for adults too. In Psalm chapter 84, it says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord gives grace and glory. No good things does he withhold from those who wait uprightly." God's word is a shield, protecting us from what's not good for us. God will not withhold what is truly good for those who are walking upright. But the question, of course, we need to ask ourselves is, are we walking upright in obeying God and honoring God with our lives? If so, this opportunity, this door, may be the good thing that God won't withhold from us. The fourth door found in 2 Timothy, the no fear door, the no fear door. "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." That's what the scripture tells us. Is there hesitation on our part to enter this door? We may be reluctant to enter that door. Some of that might be a normal uneasiness about change. If that door requires some changes, are we hesitant? Are we reluctant to enter that door? But if there is fear or feeling of anxiety or even pressure to act soon, all the opportunity may be gone. The situation is like not being offered by God. The door God opens for you and I will present peace in your soul as you pray about it. So if that is a door, we can enter with no fear, and we found peace. The fifth door is found in Matthew, the confirmed door, confirmed door. In Matthew chapter 18, it says, Jesus laid out instruction for confronting sin among believers by saying, but if they will not listen, take one or two others along so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. The two or three witnesses can serve as confirmation for that door. And I believe the same applies when it comes to God confirming that particular door is an opening for us, something that we may found in His Word. God will often confirm by witnesses of two or three. It could be a loved one, it could be a spouse, it could be a good friend who may help us to confirm a particular door, whether there is indeed an opening for us. It may be a verse from the Word of God. It may be advice from a pastor or well-respected person in your life, or a non-compromising circumstances that continue to present itself, that something just keep popping up and reminding you about it and confirming for you that indeed there is a door for you. Through prayer, discernment, and seeking godly counsel, you should be able to tell if that open door and its confirmation are truly from God. Just two more doors to cover. The door number six is the failure without Christ door. The failure without Christ door. Sometimes we shy away from opportunities or open doors because they look bigger than we are, and we feel unqualified to proceed into it. Some may call it the imposter syndrome. But this is often because we fear we will fail. And we tend to think God will only call us to something we are capable of doing. But God often calls us first and then equipped us for the task. It can happen personally, it can also happen as a collective group of people. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, it tells us, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. All things, because God strengthens us and equips us so that we can go through that door and be ready for it. So, dear friends, let us not shrink back if we may feel unqualified. I've had those feelings before. Focus instead on an opportunity God may be giving you to equip you through God's power. The failure without Christ's door means that we can walk through without fear. Door number seven, the last one, is found in the book of Hebrews. The only by faith door. The only by faith door. Is your opportunity, is that door in front of you a no-brainer? Does it require no faith on your part, or all to walk is to walk through that door? Then it may be just another opportunity, but not necessary God's best for you. sometimes we do have to walk through a door with greater faith and trust. And the Bible in Hebrew tells us, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him." God rewards. God ready to help us. So don't think that God will call you to something you can do without him. Sometimes we can do all that on our own power and capabilities. But sometimes the door opens, require us to trust in God, have faith in God that we need to walk through, and have the courage and be ready to deal with us. He wants your life and my life to glorify him, to please God in every regard, and that takes faith, and that takes courage. So if your door open is one that requires faith on your part to just walk through it, then God might be the one who is very likely holding that door open for you. So let's walk through that door boldly and don't look back. In closing, let me just very quickly run through these seven doors by their names. The prayed over door, the committed door, the door of reward, the no fear door, the confirmed door, the failure without Christ door, and the last one, the only by faith door. There is a saying, don't look back or you will never get on that plane. Dear brothers and sisters, what will you have to say yes to? And what will you have to say no to? If God is moving in your spirit to be a disciple maker, say yes to that. Walk through that door and have the courage to be a discipler, one that can reach out and help others. Walk down that jet ramps and don't look back. Say no to the good but not the best things. Acknowledge the cost but the confidence of what you may gain by walking through that door. Let us pray.